In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pride, the most capital of the capital sins, is a very difficult sin because it attacks even the good desires that people have for excellence. The proud are not generally weak people who are vacillate driven by their passions or ignorance. Instead, the proud are usually quite good people, except for the fact that they want to attribute all their accomplishments to themselves. This is not only true of people who have earthly kingdoms, but sadly can characterize those who at least outwardly embrace the kingdom of God. Today the Lord teaches us through parables that this kingdom can only be embraced in humility. Many Christians embrace the spiritual life, expecting spectacular and persistent religious experiences, kind of expecting the honeymoon to last forever. Some claim they cannot grow in prayer because of the humility or sufferings of their surroundings. Others really want to find some method or proof that God loves them beyond the passion and resurrection of our Lord. In the parable of the mustard seed, the Lord teaches the church that his kingdom has tiny, almost imperceptible beginnings. One normally does not experience the presence of God in triumphal and spectacular events. The growth of all seed takes place almost without the grower being aware of the plant growing. Nature is brought to perfection gradually, in gentle stages. The same is true with the life of grace. Ezekiel speaks in his prophecy of the shoot which shall sprout branches and bear fruit and become a noble cedar. This is the Savior who will come from the tiny little shoot, which is our Blessed Mother. Jesus is the vine in whom all receive life and in whom all rest. His grace and virtues and gifts are the source of true human greatness, increasing in the secret of the soul by gospel living. Living according to the gospel is easy to express, but hard to live. It encompasses the rooting out of faults and the assiduous desire to grow in the virtue of one's state in life. This is normally done in the secrets of the soul and accomplished not by our works, but by grace. Our Lord talks about rooting out pride in the parables by emphasizing the small and hidden growth of his church. Faults are normally rooted out not so much by simply gritting one's teeth and bearing it, but by the more positive road of practicing the contrary virtue. And of course, the contrary virtue of pride is humility. What is humility? Strong men telling themselves that they're weak, beautiful women telling themselves they're ugly, intelligent people telling themselves that they're stupid. This certainly can't be so, and since this is not true, and God is never served by a lie. Humility does not mean thinking less of ourselves, not self-deprecation, but thinking of ourselves less. In other words, the seed and the bush are very lowly things, but they serve much higher purposes with the force of the seed already within it when it's planted in the soul. That force must produce fruit silently and slowly, so grace serves the good of self and others. How does the fruit of humility grow? Some think it is humility to be a doormat to other people's tyranny. This looks like it, but it is not, because it is born more of fear of getting into trouble than of desire for the good of others. St. Thomas Aquinas wrote that humility is a good, but not in all circumstances. So it is not proper to humility, but to stupidity, his word not mine, for a man to accept every kind of humiliation, but what must be done for the sake of virtue, a person does not reject because of humiliation. For the sake of virtue, people may expose themselves to humble tasks to control their own desire to dominate others, or even to encourage people who have to do humble tasks in their importance. St. Teresa of Avila said that when she was accused of a fault of which she was innocent, she never protested because she believed she had deeper, more hidden faults which no one knew about, and was glad they did not accuse her of them. That little mustard seed imperceptibly becomes a great tree because of the power given from above. This time I'd like to ask all fathers to please stand for a blessing. God our Father, in your wisdom and love you made all things. Bless these men that they may be strengthened as Christian fathers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you and happy Father's Day.